Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Oh, Shelly, I have to say, to me, and this is, from the fan side, looking, it seems to me that there would not be possibly a Tyler Perry if there hadn't been, if there wasn't a Shelly Garrett. So is that just the way I'm looking at it? Or, I've heard other folks say that, so I don't think I'm alone in that. But tell me what your thoughts are. I know that that you have inspired him as well, I'm sure.
Well, Tyler is from New Orleans. He was living in New Orleans. When the show came to New Orleans at the Pringer Theater on Canal Street, he came and saw the show three times. Now, that was before he was, quote-unquote, Tyler Perry. He was not a playwright at the time. And
he certainly wasn't Madea.
Don't know. None of that. And the theater manager, her name is Gail, told me that the same guy is coming to watch the show. And she said that was the third time. He sat all the way in the back. And he had a clipboard and a pen with him.
Oh, that was it.
She asked him what was he doing. She didn't know what he was doing. And he says, "I'm taking notes because this is what I want to do in life." And I will tell you right now, he has done it. He's done it well, and I'm extremely proud of it.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Close, hanging on Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Nicole Marie, it is early in the morning.
Yes, it is.
Yes, especially good morning to you and
good
us.
Good morning. Oh, wonderful morning.
Yes, absolutely. Well, listen, it's been a while since we have talked about our morning affirmations and early morning routines and all of that good stuff.
Right.
What I'm going to share what I do every day, again, for those of you who may have forgotten. But, yeah, I'm up early every day, as you guys know. I rise, my alarm goes off about 4. And for me, affirmations are an essential part of my mornings, absolutely. I'm grateful. Usually I'm still in bed when I'm just, you know, saying my morning grace, if you will, and just being thankful to be able to rise and making sure that everything is just as peaceful as it was when I went to sleep last night.
That's
so
it.
That's my morning. Now, what about you? What's one of your morning routines and affirmations? Well, first of all, do you believe in affirmations and all of that?
Oh, yes, Carrie, definitely. I live by my affirmations. When I don't wake up as early as you, but I'm kind of right behind you. And as soon as
No, Carrie, no.
But when I wake up in the morning, I say a prayer, being so thankful for being blessed with another day. When my feet hit the floor, I'm up, and I have affirmations that are on my mirror in my bedroom. I have some in the bathroom on the mirror. So I'm reading my affirmations. I have books that have affirmations in them. So every morning when I wake up, I'm looking at them to remind me of just being positive, being thankful, being grateful for another day, and just starting my day in a positive way. Just that boost.
Yeah, I think that boost is important, just like every morning. And I just love it that the fans of this show and you guys, we want to hear your affirmations, too. Feel free to share your morning routines with us. That means a lot. And I'll tell you, each day, to be able to pray and just be grateful for another day, all of those wonderful things. And then, I'm on to making sure my coffee is working, having a cup of coffee. And you guys, I'm immediately making notes. I'm sitting at the desk watching the tube for news, preparing the broadcast each day.
Right.
And just reminding us that our job is to make sure you are, your day starts with the best way and in the best way possible every morning. That's what we're here to do. And I love it. I take it seriously, as you know. And so, I'm up and very rarely, I don't even think I oversleep. It's very rare for me to, like, really oversleep. I can't think of the last time I've done so, but and I take great joy and pride, and I'm up and on it.
Right.
And that's
early in the morning, before everyone else is up, it's so nice and quiet and peaceful, and you can get so much done.
It's my favorite time every morning. I rise early 7 days a week, whether we're on the air or not, because I love that that time that I can sit back and really focus, and it's just heaven. And during the weekdays, as the days kind of move along a little bit, then I'm like, okay, I'm in the, you know, I'm kind of ready for the throngs of the day, because I've prepared so well. And yeah, I'm up early every day, and I think that's something. So when it comes to affirmations, I'm like you. I believe in reciting and, you know, those wonderful things that empower me daily, so that, yeah, that just connect me with my higher power. And if that's what it takes to kind of help you to get through your day, and I think it does, and sounds like you do too, Nicole Marie, then I suggest that you guys do that. And I can't wait until we put together a nice book of our affirmations and things
wonderful.
Like that. You heard it here, folks. So maybe we'll do that with the Hair Radio Morning Show's morning affirmations. Maybe we'll put together an e-book. I think you heard it right here first. All right. Well, listen, I know you'll be back a little later this morning with a lot more Hair Radio Morning Show talk to go, all about affirmations. Listen, got a lot more to get to this morning, of course. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Thank you, Nicole Marie. Great stuff.
Welcome to the HQ.
Okay,
look at your curls. Oh, my curls are coming back.
Yes, once you whip this.
Mm-hmm.
Curly, curly hair.
Don't mind my allergy face. Oh, it's a slip for me.
Getting ready for the steam.
45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. You see?
Mm-hmm. Size butter miracle mask.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new movie talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us on this incredible Getting to Know You segment. He goes back quite a bit, and surprisingly, you guys have heard him before right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my great honor to bring back to the broadcast one of the original players in the HairRadio.com story, Trucker Ed. Good morning, Trucker Ed. Good morning, my
buddy. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. One of the big reasons why I invited you on this morning is I want the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show to get to know all of us, the hosts, the program folks, and I figured the best way to do that was to just talk to the folks who know us best,
That's right.
In our everyday lives when we turn the mic off at 9 o'clock Eastern and we go about the other parts of our life. And you are one of those members of my extended family. Sure, off air. So I have to go back a little bit. And we call you Trucker Ed because you've been on the show and our fans know you as Trucker Ed. Well, Ed and I go back decades. Ed, I don't even know where to begin with the Hair Radio story, but you've been there since the beginning.
Yes, I remember that.
What can you share with folks about the early days? Feel free. Go ahead. Don't give too many trade secrets away.
No, not too many.
Ed knows everything, so Ed, take it away.
Oh, man. Yeah, I remember. I remember us back in the day, like we was in Newark, and we had our, you had your office there. And that's where it all began, down there in Newark.
That's right. In the Ironbound section of Newark.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's right. It really was.
It was
I think it was fun
back then.
And it was a third floor walk up, if I recall. It was
I think
it was the third floor, second or third floor. Mm-hmm. It was way up, many steps. And we didn't start with the Hair Radio Show. We were doing Center Stage. And
we would
have on the celebrities like Little Susie and local. She had a big hit record, though, back in the day.
She did. Oh, yeah.
I wish I could
she was popular back then.
Exactly. She was popular. And we, CeCe Peniston came and brought her manager. Yes, that was the early days.
Yeah. I was able to shake her hand and everything. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, yeah. You remember that? Were you at the office when she came? You're kidding.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, I was there when she came.
Wow.
Yeah,
I forgot you were there. Wow.
Yeah, it was awesome to meet her.
She was beautiful. Still is.
Yes.
And her manager, quite a nice fella. And we all were. Ed, I don't know if you remember this, but... We had our office on the third floor. Next to us were these guys who did the weather. That's all they did.
Oh, remember
the radio.
Yeah,
remember the
uh-huh. Yeah.
So they gave me the microphone to use CeCe Peniston's interview, her very first interview, not the one that you guys hear now on the Hair Radio Morning Show, but the very, very first time she ever did our show. And we were all huddled around one mic. Literally, all huddled around one microphone. I'll never forget it.
That's the beginning of Hair Radio, man.
That was the beginning of Hair Radio. And she arrived in a big limo. Do you remember? She arrived in a big limo.
Oh, yeah, remember that.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She was just fantastic. I loved it. It was really a great time. And I think, if I recall correctly, I remember coming back from Los Angeles in the mid-90s, and I remember we were doing Center Stage, and then we started the Hair Radio Show, but I took the Fluff the Bear monies. Remember, I started Fluff the Bear out in California.
Right, Fluff the Bear, yeah.
Exactly, and when I came back to the East Coast, I opened up the office space. And remember, I had Esther was one of my assistants.
I remember that.
Yeah,
we had. It was so fun.
It was great. And then I think we had about 17 people, sales reps. Mm-hmm. Remember, it was so busy. Everybody was coming and going. And we were producing the radio shows. And I just remember walking to the station. Mm-hmm. Down across from Penn Station in Newark, New Jersey.
Oh, I was about to say that. Yeah, I remember that.
Remember
that? That was the AM station.
Exactly. It was NJR.
NJR.
It was way up, and it was a beautiful building. It still is down there in Newark, New Jersey, Newark.
Yeah.
And it was just, we would go up the beautiful elevator. It was just gorgeous. It was a brand new building.
Yeah, it was really nice. Yeah.
It was really nice. I mean, we were like big time stars going to the radio station.
Yeah, I know. I remember that.
It was nice because we would walk from our production office to the radio station. Mm-hmm. That was fantastic.
Yeah,
and at the time, I don't know if you remember this part, Ed. I was living in Montclair, New Jersey. Which is northern New Jersey, outside of New York. And I remember that I had a limo account. And the limo, the same folks that picked up CeCe, came down and they would drive me to work every day from Montclair. So they would literally come to the house in Montclair, New Jersey, pick me up, and bring me to the office. And they would be on our show. That's how let me tell you something, it was a fabulous time.
Yes. I remember you giving me assignments like when we was at the radio station in Newark and I had to do a couple of commercials for you.
Yeah.
Oh man, I was nervous. I was like, oh, I hope I get this right.
Well, I remember you guys out there are gonna love this. I remember one of the first accounts we had who had a pizzeria in Harrison, New Jersey, which is right outside of New York, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, Nino's Pizzeria.
My God, I can't believe you remember that
Nino's Pizzeria, and it's still there.
Now, this is going back to the 90s, folks.
Yes, uh-huh.
And you were the voice of that, the very first commercial we ever did on the Hair Radio Show. Or any, I think that those times we were Center Stage before we even got there.
Yeah.
I think we were doing Hair Radio once in a blue moon at that time. It wasn't, Hair Radio hadn't taken over everything at that point. But I remember you did the commercial, and you had a famous tagline. Now, this is an Italian restaurant, and let me tell you, folks, it was so great because they welcomed our entire staff, and we had a staff. We had Stuart and Gary, Ed, myself, mm-hmm. Esther. So I had assistants and folks that would help with production and watched over the salespeople, and we would all head over to the pizzeria. And they were just absolutely fantastic. And I remember that. I remember it well. And you remember your famous tagline from the commercial?
Oh, man, I don't even know.
I'm going to tell you guys what it is.
I know you know what it is.
I remember it was, you know, come to Nino's Pizzeria because we making a pizza. And so Ed, what do you want to tell folks that they may not know about me? You know, I've known you for quite a few. I'm not going to say how many years exactly, but it's been a couple.
I know.
But what you might want people to know about who I am? You know me well.
Oh, Kerry Hines. Kerry Hines. Yeah. I tell you, he is the most honest person, most friendliest person. I can't say it. He's just one of those guys that you would just love to meet, love to hang out with. And you would just have a ball.
Thank you, Ed.
Just have a
I appreciate that. And I say the same thing about you. You have lived your life in these decades in a very admirable way. You're a great family man. You have always been. And it has been inspirational. So I'm very proud of you. And I love that over the years, when our lives have had a chance to cross paths, because you've, like I said, you've literally been on our show and talked about the strangest of things, Ed.
Right.
I remember. It was all over the news. I remember this story. There was the guy who, you had a crazy, crazy loon bug living on your street. Do you remember that?
Not that long ago.
And I remember it was all over television because he had threatened the people who lived, I think, a few doors down from you, and you guys had come home from dinner and saw all the TV cameras and news people because he just did some real inflammatory stuff. But let me tell you something. Trucker Ed, you reported everything for us, gave us exclusive content. Our fans loved it.
It was an exciting day that day.
Exactly. And one of the other things that always comes to mind about you, in recent times with all the, you know, pandemic talk and the prices going up with the, you know, things that's happening overseas, the truck, you know, there was a big bottleneck and things were backed up. And so we had a chance to talk to you and get your opinion about how things and just hanging on in there. So I just want to say thank you on behalf of all the fans of Hair Radio, the Hair Radio Morning Show, hairradio.com, the Listening Group Publishing, which was my original publishing company, started in Los Angeles, moved to the East Coast, our Fluff the Bear folks, and just...
Oh, Fluff the Bear. Yeah, Fluff the Bear.
Oh, yeah. Fluff the Bear started it all. 3,000 miles away and many, many, many moons ago. But I have to say you've been one of the constants, Ed, and
I very much
appreciate you. So so I want you to just be part as we continue on this journey. This is just, I call this the middle part. We still got a long way to go.
Yeah,
so,
still got a long way to go. Yeah.
Long way to go. So thank you so much for being my friend, Ed.
Oh, you're welcome, man. You're my best friend, man. I tell you.
Likewise, buddy. All right, folks, fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, you've heard it right from Trucker Ed and Gary Hines. We will be back. Stay with us. We've got more to go this morning. Stay with us.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Do one-hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it could leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
All right, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, I am so excited to talk about this incredible magazine, Afrolock Magazine. It's no secret that we have put together a very, very popular publication that is available monthly, readers everywhere, literally all over the world. Now, this particular, in this current issue, I've got to say, I have to do a big shout-out to Sam Enon, the man behind BOBSA.org. Again, stands for Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association, and Sam started this iconic business out there in the West Coast, and we're so excited. So he put together, I should say he compiled a list of incredible Black publications, Black magazines, that we just all, you know, have been a part of our lives, really. And we are so excited to kind of talk about them on today's broadcast. So Afrolock Magazine, we are just getting this thing going. Again, Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, take it away.
Thank you, Carrie. Well, let me just say that Black magazines, they have just been a been crucial to the Black hair care industry and the wider community just for decades, just providing a platform for Black voices and promoting diversity in media. With the rise of the internet and the digital publishing, it's easier to launch a Black magazine and reach new audiences. There are few paper publications today. Digital magazines offer a unique opportunity to share important stories and to connect readers around the world, which is so, so very, very important, Carrie and Michael.
Yes, I totally agree. Well, we are going to count down these publications. Michael, we're going to lead off with you all the way from number 21 to 1. And again, if you're just joining us, we are welcoming our fans from all over the world. And thanks to Sam Enon, the man behind BOBSA.org, BOBSA, and he's the president out there, who compiled this great list of Black magazines. And as you pointed out, Nicole Marie, these magazines have been very much a part of our lives.
Yes.
And we're just excited, really, to lead on in. So at number 21, you guys out there will never guess what publication is kicking this off at number 21. Michael, do you want to fill everybody in?
Wow, Karen. Number 21, our favorite magazine, Afrolock Magazine, coming in at number 21.
Wow.
At 2-1 for you civilians. Number 21.
Wow. Awesome. Thank you, Michael Hopkins. Nicole Marie, what do you want to say? Number 21 is Afrolock.
I'm just so, so very excited about AfroLock magazine. I mean, it's just a wonderful opportunity to just share with just people, again, all around the world, just so much fabulous information about hair, beauty, and community.
That's
and
right.
I'm just so excited to just be on this list. Thank you again to Sam. Just excited to be on this list and be recognized as one of the best publications, black publications.
Right. I agree 100%. Michael Hopkins, I really have to say, I mean, to first of all be on an iconic list as we start to count down these numbers from 21. I'm just happy and honored. I really am. Yeah, we've got to truly take a moment to acknowledge this, and that AfroLock is just really coming out of the gate, so to speak, and to be recognized on this level, that just speaks to the faith and the hope and the support that folks really contribute to how much and how well we do our work here at AfroLock magazine.
Exactly.
And so, right. It's
so very thankful and grateful.
Wow. Yeah. Yes, it is. And yes, we are. So very grateful to the fans, to all our readers. We're just so grateful. AfroLock was just, wow.
Yes, I'm, and you know how happy I am to hear that at AfroLock magazine for the year 2023. Absolutely. Now, Michael, what's that number 20 on our list as we count down?
Number 20 on our list is the Soul Town magazine.
Oh, okay. Now, I've got to speak to the Soul Town magazine because I can just hear it now. Our fans might not be as familiar, and I'll break it on down why, because when you really look at the Soul Town magazine, which is an incredible publication in its own right and so deserving of being number 20 on the list, and Chillin Kaba, who is the incredible person behind, I should say publisher behind, the Soul Town magazine, and I love them so much, and we want to shout them out. They're a media partner to our publication of AfroLock magazine. And now their magazine, Chillin is out in California, I believe in the Silicon Valley area and all of that. And so her publication is all about community too, and it's so beautifully laid out in so many different colors. So I just want to shout them out. They had invited me to be their one of their hair editors when we first kind of were in the throes of planning our publication. So I just want to shout them out this morning. They're fantastic, and we just appreciate you.
Awesome.
Yeah, up and down. So thank you for being one of our media partners. And we're real excited. Okay, number Nicole Marie, can you? Yes, number 19. On the list.
Yes, number 19 is Shop Talk magazine.
And what, from what year is that?
That is Shop 2003.
Yes.
Wow.
We want to definitely acknowledge these years because they go back with these publications.
Yes.
Such a great job. Shop Talk, what Shop Talk is, for those of you who are really, this is the first time you may be in the hair business and you may have not heard of some of these publications. That's very possible. Shop Talk was a very, very, very popular industry magazine. And this was really before I kind of got on the scene in the hair world, but I was aware of it. I was aware of it because once I entered into the hair and beauty industry, I had to do my research. And so I found out that Shop Talk was the magazine. If you were a person of color and you were entering in the world of hair, you needed to know what they were saying in Shop Talk. So I shout them out this morning.
Michael Hopkins, what's next on the list?
Next on the list, Carrie, Nicole Marie, is Upscale Magazine.
Uh-oh, okay.
Yes, founded in 1986. Wow.
Was it 80? Yeah, 87, I think it was.
87,
yeah,
wow.
Upscale Magazine. What can we say? Nicole Marie, do you want to take a stab at Upscale Magazine before I jump on in?
Well, let me just say, Upscale Magazine, definitely love the publication. So familiar with the publication, have just, you know, delved into stories for the publication, and it's just wonderful. Just wonderful magazine.
Yeah. Absolutely. Michael, anything you want to add to, were you familiar with Upscale along the way?
Oh, yeah, very much so, Carrie, very much so. And, I, you know, from time to time, I would get a chance to read it. It'd be on the newsstand, and I would get a chance to kind of read through it, glance through it, and very informative.
Well, I have to tell you, for me, Upscale, yes, 1,000%. I totally agree with you. With both of you, Upscale was a part of growing up for me. I remember seeing it on television shows. Of course, the family would have Upscale in the house. It just was a big part of my life growing up. And to one day literally work for the magazine.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
I can really say that is incredible and comes full circle for me. The family, the Bronners, who really are the folks behind the magazine, you guys know Bronner Brothers with the big Bronner Brothers hair show in Atlanta. Well, it used to be.
Oh, yes.
But here's the thing. They started the Upscale magazine. Bernard Bronner. And I want to shout Bernard out, good colleague in the industry. He's been at our shows and has sat down and we've shared meals and talk over strategies and all of that. And I'm so grateful because they've helped us along the way kind of guide us on our path to we wouldn't be where we are with Hair Radio. Well, it wouldn't be where we are with my Hair Nation Expo event, my Carapi hair products, none of that, and certainly not with Afrolock magazine. So I certainly want to shout Bernard and the Bronners out and thank them so much. And that has a lot to do with Upscale. You guys know I've worked with Upscale recently. For a good while, I put in some time there. My work has been in about at least 6 or 7 of their publications. Over a year, I created the first to do so, a 24-hour radio network for the magazine. Very proud of that contribution. And it's really set us on the pathway to create an incredible magazine of our own. So I'm very, very proud of
Afrolock. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, what's next on
very
the list? Nicole Marie.
Number 17 is Braids and Beauty, and that was founded in 2011.
Wow. See, I've seen Braids and Beauty. Wasn't quite sure. I wasn't all that familiar with it.
Right.
You know, so I'm going to just kind of, you guys may have seen them on the newsstand. So I believe I did. I was mostly in the Northeast.
Wow, yes.
Right.
And so
I've seen it, but not very familiar, though. I've seen
exactly.
The publication, though.
Yeah, same with me. I mean, I've seen it before down here in the Washington, D.C. area.
Yeah, a lot of these magazines, they've made the rounds. High Pair. I've got to jump on in with that. I want to say it's 1991, I believe.
Yeah,
I remember Well, I will tell you, I remember Hypera. I was living in Montclair at that time, Montclair, New Jersey, and that's where Adrian started Hypera magazine. I remember they used to do a lot of photo shoots and things like that, and have an incredible following right away. The magazine was very, very popular. Always kind of contacted them, and I'm like, I'm in the industry. I'm right here in Montclair. One of the, I selected another hairstylist from right in the Montclair area to be one of the co-hosts on the hair radio show, as we had started way back at, I think about 3 years in. We started about 95, 3 or 4 years later after. So the magazine was already kind of on, kind of, as they say, on and popping. And yeah, so high pair. Really, we shout them out. They have been incredible, and what a wonderful legacy. They've had many, many, many celebrities on their covers. They've had incredible stories about hair and hair care. So if we can be, and when I say we, if AfroLock magazine can be anywhere near the list of folks, as we have mentioned, like Upscale magazine, Braids and Beauty, Hype Hair, we are just doing it up. And I can just be so, so very proud. I really am, yes. So I'm excited. Okay, so Michael Hopkins, yes, I think we've got you up next, Michael. What would you want to share with us?
We have Black Beauty and Hair. And this was in 1988 where it had its beginning.
Okay. All right. And let's see. I think we had, and I think we also had Black Hair around the same time.
Black Hair. Pretty
much, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It was in those 80s.
Yeah. So, so these are two big brands that everybody is kind of aware. And I have to say, I've seen them out there. But again, some of these were a little before my time, but I know you guys out there know. So we want to just say thank you so much. Now, number 13, Sophisticates Black Hair. Of course, we've seen that magazine. They've been around for many, many years, Sophisticates Black Hair Style and Care. And Care Guide is really, and they've, I think they actually put out that they were out since the 1980, literally.
1980,
so
yes.
Wow.
Well, I've seen them.
Yes.
I know you guys have seen them out there because they've been out there. And,
time flies. Wow.
Yeah, that's a long time. Well, listen, I want to take a moment, and we will really get down to pretty much close to the top 10, really top 11 in just a moment or two. But I wanted to just talk in general about this because we've all been inspired by these magazines. There was a time there was not a such thing called the internet. There was no people. The only way that you would see your favorite magazine is to go to the barbershop or the hair salon,
pretty much.
You didn't get them at home because we couldn't always afford subscriptions.
Right.
So, you know, I remember one person would buy that magazine and pass it to everybody in the street. And those were the, those were the old days. So, you know, I remember, were there any publication that you guys, we may get to it on the list, but is there any publication that kind of jumps out at you guys that you remember really looking forward to each week?
Well, for myself, I would say Ebony and Jet. I remember going to my grandparents' house, and they always had it on the living room table. So I would always see it there, and I would always read and look through the publications and always just enjoyed it.
Yes. And, Michael, any that may have not been on the list that you might have been really that comes to mind.
Wow. Now, just looking back, I seem to remember some of the entertainment magazines that had some of the stars like the Jackson 5 and the groups like back then. I remember that was in my teenage years. And those are the kind of magazines I remember from back then.
Well, what were some of the names of those magazines, Michael Hopkins?
Well, matter of fact, one of them's right here on the list back in 71, Right On.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That goes back. I remember
that,
Right On.
I remember that. And, you know, the big afros and the bell bottoms. Yeah.
But was that, yes, that was the... I think that's on our list there.
Yes.
Yeah, in about 71 or so, Right On magazine was one of those publications that really predates something like, I don't know, kind of like predates, what is that, MTV and all of that kind of stuff.
All of that good stuff,
would play
right.
All the videos, and it was about black entertainment, so you'd see the Jacksons on everything, or Michael Jackson and all of that.
Oh, yes. I remember it very well.
Well, one of my favorite magazines, which is definitely not on this list, but I'm going to say it should be, because it was one of my absolute favorites, and that was, you guys will never guess what magazine that was. And remember, this is a family show.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm going to just have to jump on in because you guys will never guess. I'll tell you. It was shaped a little bit like Jet Magazine. And it always talked about all the stars.
Hmm.
Ooh.
You guys really don't know. Okay, I know you guys out there listening. You guys know. It was, and they would change and have different folks on the cover each week, your favorite celebrities from the most popular programs on TV.
Uh-oh, are you, is that TV Guide?
Wow, finally, yes. TV Guide magazine was my favorite.
Oh, wow.
I used to love TV Guide. For you guys out there, most of you may not remember TV Guide, but it absolutely was one of my favorites. And they always talked. It was like Entertainment Tonight before there was Entertainment Tonight.
Right.
And so I really enjoyed it. And it would have like those covers that, Michael, you kind of mentioned about the Jeffersons and all of that. I just remember them being on
right.
One of the covers. And they would have so many stars. And whether it was from the black community or outside, it was still just fantastic. I would read them every week. And so they're not on this list, so I just thought that they deserved honorable mention. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so not bad. Okay, so we kind of left off at Black Enterprise at number 11 on this list, and that I didn't realize that Black Enterprise, which was around since, what is that, the 70s? Late 70s?
1970.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, 1970, actually, the early 70s. Okay, yeah, that's
right.
Incredible. Black Enterprise, which you guys know, is a publication about business. It was,
right.
It was mostly black business, and I love it. Now, I didn't make it to Black Enterprise, but guess what? I was mentioned in Black Enterprise Online.
Oh, wow.
They had an online
Version
of their magazine.
Great, Carrie.
And
that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. And I remember because back in the 1999 to about 2002,
2 or something like that, I had created a radio program for one of my good friends who was a radio, I'm sorry, was an animator, or like animation, dealt with like all kinds of animation. So I created a radio show called Radio Animation. And that it was picked up by Black Enterprise Online. And they mentioned that I was a producer on the show and all of that. And that is the only thing that I was ever mentioned as part of anything that was associated with Black Enterprise. But that was
that's great. Congratulations, Carrie.
Great stuff.
Yeah. You can still out there on the internet. You can really Google it, but you got to look very hard for it, but it's out there. And so I'm very, sorry. And it talks about the whole story because it was called, it was Radio Animation, if I'm not mistaken. This was a long time ago, but it was really fantastic, and it's great to even be connected, shall we say, on this list.
Right.
Now, I see, right above that, I see Essence Magazine. So, Nicole Marie, I've got to have you talk about this. Were you familiar with Essence and all of that?
I love Essence Magazine, and I actually have a subscription right now to Essence Magazine.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
You definitely
speak for
it. Really, what do you love about Essence?
I love the fashion, the stories that are in it, because obviously I can definitely relate to it. There's so much information in there, you know, tailored to women and just information that I can relate to. I just love it. And that's why I still have my subscription now. I just always look forward to, okay, who's going to be on the cover? What's going to be the cover story? And I just have enjoyed it for years. Just enjoyed it.
Well,
and they started in 1970 as well.
That is a long time. Now, what about so?
Have you been feeling like you're getting the short end of the stick when it comes to reading stories about our community? Well, I have. And so I'm glad to tell you that you should be subscribing to AfroLot Magazine at AfroLotMagazine.com. AfroLot Magazine is a great new monthly publication that really does unlock the richness and complexity of Black culture truly from the only perspective that matters, ours. So, subscribe today at www.afrolotmagazine.com and be connected. AfroLot Magazine, we're making Black progress together.
Open, make them put it about.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. And I'm Kerry Hines, right here on the All New Hit Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
All right, it is Wednesday morning. It's September 20th of 2023. Yes, it is mid-show. It's about 7:04 in the morning, New York time, and I'm glad to have you with us. We are midpoint in the broadcast, and boy, oh boy, we got a really great show to kind of continue and move on with this morning. Let me bring to the line the one and only Miss Nicole Marie, all the way from down in Water Valley, Mississippi. And again, good morning. You've been listening to her all morning right here on the broadcast. Good morning, Miss Nicole Marie. Let's see if we can get you to the line this morning. Sometimes it's always a little bit slower. And while we do that, I just want to remind everybody that today is our last show this week. And then we pick up again on Tuesday, which will be the 26th. Of September. So just wanted to make sure that that was clear out there. And while we do that, also, we've got so many folks coming next week once we get back to the broadcast. Also, our big, big celebration coming up at on the 29th of September. That is a Friday. And I'm super, super excited about it. It's Friday morning, the 29th of September. We'll be back with show number 900, our 900th celebration broadcast. So this is really, really huge. And I can't say enough, really, to get you guys. I want you to be part of the celebration as you have helped us to remain on the air. I mean, through 900 episodes, 900 mornings. As you guys have heard me say, that's quite a bit to kind of get through. 900. Nicole Marie, good morning to you.
Good morning again. Happy mid-show.
Well, folks have been listening to you this morning.
And you couldn't hear me.
Oh, yes. No, sometimes what happens in the morning is always these are buttons. It's all electronics, as you guys know out there. You've been through it with me in the morning. And sometimes it gets a little stucky, but we keep on pushing through. And I'm so happy to have you there on the line, live and in person.
Thank
you.
On
this Wednesday morning. Yes, it's our show number 896. Yes, it's Wonderful Wednesday, 896.
We're almost there.
A good number to toss out there. Yes, we're almost there at broadcast number 900.
Wow.
Which is really fantastic because then, you know, we're on our way to 1,000. That just even say anything with four digits in it in the way of a podcast. That's saying a lot.
Wow.
And
wow.
3 hours. So you're talking about 3,000 hours, literally over 3,000 hours, really. That's
amazing.
Over 3,000 guests, countless topics, and so many, you know, we're going to break down how many minutes it is, how many years of your life that you have contributed, that you've been out there, how many days you can actually listen to each broadcast without duplicating. You know, you literally can listen every day and listen to a different show for years.
Wow.
So you talk about a legacy.
That's great.
We have created a legacy.
What a legacy. Yes.
That's
and
gonna,
I was so
you know,
happy this morning, speaking of legacy, Kerry, you know, earlier in the show, listening to Trucker Ed and just how, you know, the two of you started working together and you know, your interview with Cece Peniston, and hey, that's part of your legacy.
Yeah, I have forgotten that. Yeah, I really did forget that Ed was there. I've interviewed Cece Peniston twice. You guys get to hear the second interview that we do on this radio show. But Cece literally came to our office. I had a production office in North New Jersey, which was really great. Ed used to come by the office. I had like two assistants. I had sales reps. I had a whole operation going over there in New Jersey. This was after I came back from Los Angeles. And so Cece and her manager, I sent a car. At that time, I had a limo, folks who used to advertise and stuff. And the limo went to pick up Cece and brought her to the office. I forgot it was even there. It's been so long ago. And but, Ed came by, and it meant something to him, apparently. I didn't even know he remembered it.
Wow.
Didn't know he remembered it. But you make an impression on folks.
Well, who can forget great memories like that, Gary?
Thank you. How kind is that? Thank you so much. Yeah, I've always just tried to be authentic, an authentic version of myself. Not perfect.
That's it. Well, I think anyone that knows you, Carrie, knows that. You're straightforward, to the point, but you're as real as it gets.
It doesn't get any realer. I don't think you want anybody any realer. No,
but it's
I
a good thing,
right,
Gary. It's a good thing. Yeah.
Thank you. I
appreciate
that.
It's like, you know, you always know where you're staying. You always know what's going on. You explain things thoroughly.
Yes.
So it's like, okay, I got it. And if it's something that, you know, I need clarification, Carrie, what about this or what about that? And that you're right on it. So I appreciate that.
You
Gary.
Know what?
I appreciate
Nicole
that about
Marie,
you.
It is so, and let me also tell you, because, you know, just so that you guys see how my honesty is, even when you guys do stuff and you support us, I always have to reach down inside and do things the right way. Now,
how about...
You know, like when I put out the network and stuff and it's all this stuff out there, how about if I overcharge people and then you go in and see what is actually the cost, which could just would have been a coincidence.
Right.
Now you can see why. And it's when nobody's looking, when nobody is expecting me to do, when I could use extra funds and all kinds of stuff. I just
have always
tried to live my life. I try my best. And this is, again, something that is natural. It's a proclivity. Mm-hmm. I can't, you know, I just don't know any other way to be. I wish I could take credit for it, but I can't. It's just the way I am.
Well, I appreciate it because there are so many people that do the opposite, you know, that you run into in life. And so I just appreciate, you know, people like yourself that,
thank
you know,
you.
True
thank
to what you say, true
and
to what you do,
it.
And hey, we keep it moving, Gary.
And we do, and I'm so proud to work with you and Michael. Just like the announcement says, I get to wake up every morning and have a cup of coffee with Nicole and Michael.
Yeah.
It gets no better than
that.
Well,
that's why we're such a great team, Gary, because we operate in the same way.
Oh, my gosh. It is so helpful. And, you know, it's just the best. I'm grateful to God because it really is the best. And maybe that's what this life was supposed to be about. You know,
exactly.
It's not always, you know, and even as I say in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, it's always about the monetary amount per se. It's also about the riches of your life, appreciating what you have, where you are.
That's it.
And because
the connections that you have with people.
Oh, my God.
So important.
Oh,
your relationship.
So critical. So critical. And so I'm just beyond happy. The Salon TV Network is something that we're continuing. It works. It's on. So I'm just excited to get Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, our entire team, you guys out there.
this is the time to order your Salon TV network so you can have it. It is not a YouTube, because this is something that Nicole Marie, I had some folks, they're like, oh, yeah, my friend has a TV. Oh, we got to see it. Because everybody, they have YouTube channels. I think that's what we're talking about. It is not that.
This is a network.
This is an interactive network.
Yeah.
Exactly. The Salon TV network allows for you to see the programming that is in hair and beauty, but also culture. And it's going to have a lot of live programming. It's going to have shows. It's going to have so many things that you can't find on anything else. And it's not somebody just playing their YouTube channel. So I do want you guys to know there's a huge difference. And what I'm going to ship out going forward is the Salon TV guide that you'll be able to see, a welcome guide and all of that. It'll
wonderful.
Not just the setup, but also some little things that we are broadcasting and some folks who are part of the network. Because you guys are, as we roll out these shows, you guys, just like when they started those other networks, you know, each of the individuals that was there went on to become a well-known personality because you are on the network and everybody sees you.
Yeah.
Everybody sees you. Like I was just looking at our stats and stuff and our fans who tune in, and I see. And I got to shout out you guys up in Canada. You know who you are listening to our broadcast. I am still grateful. I am. Because you know what?
We're happy that you're here.
Yeah, they're still listening, and folks are tuned in all over the world. And I'm just so proud to have this global network. And so I'm
thank you all so very much for all your love and support and for tuning in. We're certainly grateful for you.
Yes, and I love this morning. We had a chance. Now, Michael Hoffman, let me just make sure I'm clear on that. He'll be with us in about 15 minutes, maybe a little less than that. So please, Mike, we got to make sure he is ready and got his tea and sitting there with his old hot oatmeal and ready to go. All right. So listen, but yeah, this morning has been just a fabulous, fabulous broadcast. I have totally enjoyed it. I've enjoyed the music, the topics of discussion. We literally opened up the broadcast with the one and only memory of Shelley Garrett. Yeah, well, Shelley Garrett was even earlier. He literally was at the tip top of the show this morning.
Oh,
and we had him
talking about music. Yes.
Oh, our music. What did we do with our music? We had, I think this morning we had on, who did we have on this morning? We had Vanessa Williams and Sweetest Days that opened up.
Vanessa.
No, how can we forget Vanessa? You know, I just love her voice so much. I'm a huge fan of Vanessa Williams. Whatever she's in, I have to watch. Yeah, she's just... And I love when she plays those, like in this, that's on the playing on Salon TV Network, one of the movies that she did. And that she did with the late Cicely Tyson. And, yes, I just put it on the network. So sue me. Okay. But, yeah, it's there. And what happens is, right, and I just love it because she plays those kind of roles where she's so, with like, cool and cold and, you know, she's just an incredible. I love her very much, and she's just a talented lady.
Just a beautiful lady. Yeah, love it.
Yeah, she really is. And we've just been having a good time this morning. We really have. So I can't say that it's been bad at all.
Loving it. And you know,
and
it's been just a great show.
Now, don't forget.
Enjoyed
thank
it.
Thank you, Nicole Marie. Well, today is like our Friday. We're off for the rest of this week. We won't be live. We'll be working on the magazine, the other. So we got Project 195 South. So we'll be working on those projects.
So many.
Oh, we really do. I was just thinking this morning before we went on the air, I said, you know, I think I'm going to just dial it back a tad. So we'll still bring you all the great content that you like to see and hear and read, We'll just take it down just enough so you can we can bring you great quality. We never want the quality, which it doesn't, but we don't even want it to take a grail. So, yeah, we're going to work hard. And we do. We bring you the best that you can read, the best that you can hear, and the best that you can see. And that's what network does. And we do it in a beautiful digital fashion.
It doesn't get any better, Carrie.
Not any better.
I always say, we are a one-stop shop. It's all right here.
We really are. Would you believe that there's more to roll out? So I'm not going to get into it now, but I've got two big things to add to our big plethora of promotions, opportunities, and things like that. And folks, and it's hard because I'm going to try to do some more videos and get people straight. A lot of folks don't understand how to use what we've created. And the best thing that you can do is to come into our operation, get the Salon TV Network, do an interview, get on the radio show, be featured in the magazine, create a TV show on the Salon TV Network. Learn about hair care and products, and those are the things that we are best at doing. Coming soon, we have our wonderful online school, which is a great, wonderful training academy that we are starting for the hair and beauty promotion. So that's on the way. Plus, we have a couple of other magazines that we are working with in addition to Aqualock Magazine. We've got Kelly Grace Out West. And then our own wonderful Salon TV guide that we'll also kind of bring it on. And then we are bringing back a different brand that I chatted with Michael about, that W.E.B. Du Bois had put out years ago. He was the editor of that magazine that they did out west. So I cannot wait. And I was going to have Michael when he comes on to tell you all about it as well. And we'll also chat with him about the Vet Talk radio show and what's coming on, because he's just embarking upon season 3. And then next month, we got Afrolock magazine that we're working on now. We're already in the current September issue, of course, with Camille Friend on the cover. I'm working behind the scenes on the October issue, which is we call them a Halloween issue, but it's for everything that's hair, beauty, and culture. So all that kind of wonderful stuff and community, of course. And so we're working on the October issue. I'm also working ahead for the holiday. We have a special double issue for November and December. So we're covering the holidays and family, as that always is in style and fashion. It's always good stuff. Now, Nicole Marie. Oh, you're very kind. And every day it's about just staying upbeat and positive. Energy, keeping our energy up. So, like I said, you roll in with something that's very positive in terms of keeping us on top of things. So I've gotta say, your wonderful hope of the days, which you share information every morning that just really is inspiring. I don't know how else to put it. But just so that everybody knows officially what this is all about, please, please take it away for today.
I certainly will. Thank you, Carrie. Well, yes. Hope of the day. First of all, let me talk about hope. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. And it's so very, very important to each and every one of us, because it gives our lives meaning. No matter what it is we may be going through, there's always hope, that positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives. It helps reduce our feelings of helplessness. It increases our happiness, reduces stress, and then just overall just improves our quality of life. So each and every day, I share an inspirational way from a book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. So right now, I want to share the hope of the day for this wonderful Wednesday for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And it is, record your parents' lives. You'll honor them with your interest and provide a great legacy for your children. You'll understand so much more about yourself. You'll be amazed at the things you didn't know and surprised at their achievements. Your respect for them will soar. So that is our hope for the day. Back to you, Carrie.
Well, Nicole Marie, first of all, you know, when you think about notating anything that represents what your parents are about or were about to you is something that is just very profound. And I love that idea. You know, for us, we are documentarians because this is what we do naturally each day. We have, if you listen to our broadcast, you go back, and as you guys know, we're all closing in on 900 broadcasts today. And what happens is that you can go back and literally there's a chronology of world events. And so it's the same kind of concept. Your parents are your history.
That's
and it. They actually, right? And also, they truly do represent who you have become. And
right.
So I love that idea to record them. For me, that's natural. I do it anyway. I recorded my parents. My mom, I used to record her. And I was just thinking, actually, the other day about that. I used to listen to her voice for years. And I wish I still had that recording. Yeah. But, you know, you can always – I can hear my mom's voice in my head. And heart.
Exactly.
You know, I don't need to be reminded of it this day. You never will forget. Exactly. And I don't even wish to forget.
Right.
And so this, I love that idea of recording your parents. I think that's really nice. Sandy, Nicole Marie, great job as always on the hope of the day. I think what we're going to do somehow is take these hopes and even create some that we can share through our own ebooks and stuff like that. So we're going to work on some projects and come forward together. I think it'll be great. And we just appreciate it so much. So awesome job. Always, always great. Let's see if Michael Hopkins, now you guys know Michael. He comes to us from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Nicole Marie, you know that. You've been listening to Michael this morning on the show as well. Let's see if we can get him in mid-show as a comment on the hope of the day. Michael Hopkins,
good morning. Good morning, family from beautiful.
Yes. Because remember, they've already heard you. So, morning, officially, good show to everybody. So, Michael, you've heard Nicole Marie talk about the hope of the day. Any comment that you'd like to share?
Oh, very much so, Carrie. I just love it. Recording your parents.
Wow.
And I just love it. I love it because, like you said, Carrie, I can still hear my mother's voice, and I can still remember, like, all kinds of the good times we had and the fun, the excitement. My mother was a very – she could have been a comedian, really, but she would always come up with something, even in the latter part of her life. Where we would think she wasn't paying attention to things, it would be in the middle of what we would think would be chaos or something. She would come up with something, and we all had to stop and laugh because it was just so funny. And we just couldn't believe it. We loved it. But Nicole Marie, that one was so beautiful. It really was.
Is that not nice? Awesome job, as always. Yes, indeed.
So listen, we're going to take a little bit of a music break, and then when we come back, Michael Hopkins, we want to talk about VTR. You are starting your big season 3. You just had it yesterday on the show. I'm going to find out how all that went and any feedback yet. It was a great show. Yeah, Nicole Marie, you had a ton of listeners all tuned in and plugged in to what he's doing here at the show. So really good stuff. And we just say great. Nicole Marie, outstanding. Now, I'm going to take a little bit of a music departure for us. This is a classic song, but it's not the original singers, although we do have the original singers. But first, this is something, we don't usually play this genre of music so much on the broadcast. But I thought we'd do something a little different. Jeff, it's going back now. Going back a little bit. But I think you'll enjoy it. It's Miss Mariah Carey and Mr. Luther Vandross. Oh, and you guys know the song. We'll see you in a bit. Stay with us. Oh, yeah. Going back.
You're every breath that I take. You're every Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Right, it is mid-show, literally the mid-show point at about 7:35 New York time, 6:35 if you're out in the Central Time Zone. It's our broadcast show number 896 today. That's 896. That's a lot of shows. And it's September 20th. We're just so happy to have you guys with us. It really is. Let me bring to the line my co-star, Michael Hopkins. You guys know him. He is the host of the Vet Talk radio show that airs out of a beautiful South of Asia. You're in Water Valley. No, Michael, you're in Spotsylvania, Virginia. Beautiful Spotsylvania. Again, good morning to you.
Sure.
I've been listening to you since the top of the show. How are you feeling down there today in the beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia?
Oh, just great, Gary. Feeling just great down here in Spotsylvania, Virginia this morning. What about you?
Awesome. Doing great. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. The weather's looking great outside. Hey, Michael, I want to talk a little bit. Yesterday was Tuesday. You guys out there know that Michael's show, unless you've been under a rock, you know that the Vet Talk radio show airs Tuesday mornings at 8:30. You've had that time slot since you came to the radio station, to our broadcast network, Michael, and each show you share some kind of details on navigating the claims process for the disabled veterans, and you do it in such an effective way. When we started out on this broadcast, you were not an acclaimed, I'm sorry, you were always acclaimed, but you were not an accredited claims agent. And so along the process, you did the work. You took the journey to do the work to be able to assist the veterans in their efforts to you know, receive the compensation that they should receive. And so and sometimes the process could be, you know, and I'm just somebody from the outside looking at it, but I think sometimes it can sound a little bit convoluted. So by you breaking things down to the very bare bones basic level, I can understand it. And I've always felt that if I can understand it, then I know our superb veterans who are in this space naturally would be able to really, that it would land. And so I'm so proud of the show. And the what you've done, you are closing in on at least 100 episodes, and you continue to push forward. And now, just getting started at season 3. So yesterday was your first airing of season 3. We did a little bit of an introduction, and then you rolled right on in to the episode. Michael, anything you want to say this morning?
Oh, very much so, Kenny. That episode starting out our season 3 was the significance of rateable secondary claims. And a lot now, of...
Now, Michael, I got to break that down again, the significance of rateable claim. You got to tell everybody. Because that's the title. That's a mouthful of a title. So break it down, Michael.
Yes,
Hopkins.
Yes, it is. A lot of times what happens, Carrie, is when we file as veterans, we file for what we call a primary claim, or in other words, it happened on active duty, whatever the injury or illness you had, that's where the start was. On active duty, you fell, you hurt your back, you twisted your ankle, and you're a wartime veteran and you had a traumatic brain injury, or any number of things could have happened. But it happened on active duty. That's the key word, active duty. And it's what we call a primary or a direct service claim. What happened, the VA, i.e. the VA claims section, claims and compensation section, decided that what happened to you was valid. And they awarded you what we call a rating or a percentage that clearly says this is what happened to you. Well, unfortunately, Carrie Hines, time that primary issue happened to you and the years have gone by, that primary issue created other issues with you, either some other type of illness or another injury. And a perfect example, just a real easy example, we're going to use Carrie Hines' favorite thing that we talk about. You know what that is, Carrie Hines?
Tinnitus.
The ringing, buzzing, humming in your ear. And tinnitus, there are two types of tinnitus. There's subjective tinnitus, where only you, the individual, can hear it. And there's objective tinnitus, which is very rare. That means an outside source can hear it, i.e. a doctor, a nurse, a family member can actually hear the buzzing, humming, ringing in your ear. Very rare, though. Most veterans have subjective tinnitus. Only they can hear it. Well, you get rated tinnitus, and all of a sudden, as the years go by, unfortunately, you can develop migraine headaches. And for those of us who have any type of really bad headaches, it's debilitating. Migraine headaches may make you have to lay down in the dark. You can't really function. So a lot of times, Carrie, what winds up happening is you have issues. You can have mental health issues because you have migraines. Or you can have the migraines all by themselves, and they're very debilitating. So therefore, when a veteran files a claim for migraines, it is best in their interest, if they have tinnitus, to file the migraines as secondary to their primary issue of tinnitus. And they file the migraines, what we call a secondary claim. The VA can see it. The claim section sees it. You go to what we call a claims and pension examination, where you have a medical professional either review your medical records to see if you have been treated for migraines, you have a history of it. Once it's determined that you do, now you're rated for migraines. Same thing with mental health.
So I just have to say, you thank you for breaking it on down. You did
very much so,
Gary. You did a good job. Now, listen, so have you heard from any of the folks and the takeaway? What was the real big takeaway that you wanted to get across to everybody for yesterday's show as well?
Well, Carrie, the main big takeaway that I wanted to get out there to my veteran brothers and sisters and even the advocates and just people that are interested in helping veterans, that there is more than meet the eye as far as filing for claims for compensation. What I really wanted to get across, Carrie, is that everything is not a primary claim for a veteran to file for. There are things that happen to you along the way in your life that are attributed to what happened to you on active duty. That's what I wanted to get across. A lot of vets don't see that, Carrie.
Amazing. Always great to have you here, Michael. You're always doing something great and just a great job for the veterans. And we just so appreciate you here on the Hair Radio Morning Show and with everything that you're doing on VTR. So listen, why don't we, we're going to keep things moving. Now, in the next hour, we have a lot more to talk about, including more vet talk radio with host Michael Hopkins. We're going to cover some more things that we are getting into in the next season, in this current season, I should say, now, because you're in season 3. And so that's going to be exciting. Plus, I've got some updates from Hair Radio. And what's new in the Afterlife magazine for the October issue that was not in any of the previous issues. So we're going to talk about that when we come back as well. So lots of things to go, Michael. So listen, I'm going to have you guys to stay right where you are. I'll take a little bit more of a little bit of a break, and we will be back. Stay with us. All right, Michael Hopkins, we're going to see if this can kind of pick up, and we'll see what's going on. Stay with us, everybody. All right, so Michael, this should just pick on up, sir. But until then, we want to remind everybody the next show is going to air on Tuesday, the 26th. So today is our last show for this week, and then we pick up again. We're taking a little break on Thursday and Friday, so we're taking off the next couple of days, and we'll be back on Tuesday with an all-new wonderful episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to kind of kick off. So it should be really good. Michael, are you looking forward to a little break?
Oh, just a little bit, Carrie. But, you know, we never really take a break. We're always brainstorming. We always have something going on, always, just to bring some beautiful content to the program.
Well, all right, Michael Hopkins. I didn't know you were going to go in today. All right. Well, let's see if we can kind of get this moving a little bit forward. I'm going to see what we can do. Again, you guys know how it is from time to time, and when you're dealing with electronics, it's always going to be interesting. So we just want to thank you so much for being with us on all of this, and just stay with us. We got a lot more to get into on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Let's see if we can get this on. Stay with us. All right. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show, and we are on the line with the amazing Magi Helena. Good morning, Helena. Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie. It's so great to be here today.
Yes, awesome. Well, listen, I want to kind of jump right on in when we talk about astrology, and I love the introduction that you gave about understanding astrology. Would you be kind enough just to share one last time, just kind of bring everybody up to speed on what we think of when we say astrology or what we should think of?
Okay. Well, the very basics or the basic premise is that the positions of planets in the sky make various mathematical relationships to planets on any particular day. If we sort of had a map of the sky on a day, let's call it your birthday, Carrie. If it was your birthday,
yes,
there'd be sort of a map of the planets on that day. And then if we were going to look at what's going on in your astrology for today, we would look at the relationships between the planets in the sky today and the planets on the day of your birth. And the type of astrology I do, Carrie, it's the only type of astrology that's actually based on scientific and statistical research. It's not based on belief systems. So our way of interpretation and understanding has been validated or verified by research.
Love it. Love it. Well, listen, one of the big reasons that we wanted to have you on the Hair Radio Morning Show at this time is because we are forever honoring the legacy of the one and only Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I was hoping that you could take a look at, you know, and kind of, you know, give your ideas on any kind of chart or anything that you wanted to share. What would you like to say today, Helena?
Well, I'd love to speak a little bit to Dr. King's incredible astrological birth chart. I mean, when you do look at birth charts from the perspective of scientific astrology, they're very, very clear. But while everyone has gifts in their birth chart, big gifts from God, we all also have some challenges. And not all of us are able to live up to all of our gifts for various reasons. You know, life isn't easy. And what's so amazing to me, one of the many things that's so amazing to me about Dr. King's chart is how beautifully he was able to live up to all of his gifts and face down his challenges. This was a man who did God's work in the world. And he was able to do that through the gifts in his chart and then the personal discipline and the personal honor and the personal integrity that he had as a human being. So when I look at his chart, one of the first things I see is how gifted he was as a speaker, obviously. He was immensely talented, and he had a hunger to communicate his ideas. The way I would express some of this stuff, I would talk about planets rather than talking about zodiac signs, because we don't use zodiac signs in scientific astrology. They just haven't proven to work well enough. But what I'm talking about here with Dr. King's chart, one of the things is, I'm going to say a bunch of stuff that's not going to make a whole lot of sense unless you're a student of astrology, but he's got an amazing iron butterfly of Sun, Saturn, Ixion. Ixion's a planet way out there past Pluto in what's called the Kuiper Belt. And then he's got a Jupiter midpoint and Midas at the fourth corner of this iron butterfly. And people that have complicated and symmetrical geometric shapes in their charts, these are the people that really have the most powerful gifts. And Dr. King's chart is just full of what we call planetary geometry. And you can cherry pick almost anything and see this. You see his dedication to humanity, to all kinds of folks in all kinds of situations. You see his hunger to bring in a better world. And you see that while he was angry, he channeled the anger into trying to actually do things that could work. He channeled the anger into talk of peace and nonviolent protest. I mean, I am so moved by what this man did and what he was able to take, the raw material that God gave him, and the way he was able to use that raw material to make such an incredible contribution to the world.
Absolutely. That we still celebrate this so many years after his death, and that it's become it's a national holiday that's taken it on, I call it, an international meaning, and I'm just so grateful that it has. And just, you know, it's everybody's life is touched, you know, touches someone else, and I think that Dr. King understood this. His message of peace still, you know, is something that we, you know, endeavor to and aspire to in this country. And I'm just, I'm grateful. I think this, it could, his birthday and everything that we celebrate about Dr. King is
it's important. Like this time right now, it couldn't be more important.
Right.
To be reminded of Dr. King.
Exactly. He had, aside from a dream, he also had a sense of some of the ways that we could affect change. And, of course, so many of those still are waiting to be changed, waiting to be affected. Hopefully now we're in another period of time where strides can be made, because as a white person who's run around her whole life saying, well, I'm not a racist, which is true, but I was too dumb and too disconnected to understand that that's not enough. It's about changing the systems that create the inequality. It's not enough to just not do bad yourself. You know, until the bystanders get involved, nothing's going to change.
That's right. That's right. And I think that's something that I appreciate hearing that. I really do, as a man of color. I also want to say, you know, just in looking and analyzing all of this, it's race. Talking about race is never easy. But I have to always say that, to me, we could have dealt with a lot of this as a country a lot earlier. And I think that, and it's never too late. So we can't look at it as that it's too late. And I think, you know, we should stop, all of us, looking at so much the differences, because there are differences here and there and little tiny things. But for the most part, we're all looking for the same things in life here in this this great country. And so I think we're starting to kind of start the healing, you know, the conversations and the dialogue, that's kind of coming out there. And then we'll start the healing. And I think that that's all that I think folks are looking for. I think we have to start to look ahead. And I think we have to just be accepting. And I think that's all that we're looking to accomplish. So, yes, are we going to have these – we're all affected by the you know, what I call the narratives that are created for us to kind of, you know, shout at each other and, you know, to have these, you know, these huge, you know, shouting matches and stuff. But we've got to look – we've got to say, hold it. Why are these nuggets tossed out there in between us? You know,
exactly.
Let's kind of pull back and – let's just kind of first start with the things that we do have in common. And now we work through all those and get down to, well, you shouldn't do this and I shouldn't do that. And fine. But let's start with the commonalities and let's take it from there. We are
totally
a,
agree.
You know what I mean? And this is all about being inclusive. That was the message of Dr. Martin Luther King. He was a person who was inclusive. And that is the one thing I do want to say, you know, being the host of the Hair Radio Morning Show and all about this recognition of Dr. Martin Luther King. Dr. Martin Luther King, his entire message, was that of inclusivity. His entire message was about including everybody. He considered everybody, whatever color you were his brother or his sister. That was, this is not just me saying it. You can listen and research and listen to the recordings. But yes, yeah, all out there. So with that, we have learned in this country, we have what they call a politicized things. We have turned things into all kinds of, you know, color this and color that and this and that. But Dr., if we really look at his message, he loved everybody. And that is the true legacy of Dr. King, not remembering for black folks' sake or, you know, to help black folk, if you will. Now, look, on being a person of color, we're honored, and we're not a model, so I can't speak for all black folk, but I can speak for myself. I am honored to be a part of that, the culture that, you know, put forth a Dr. King. Great, all well and good, and his message uplifts people of color. Absolutely it does. But I think his message uplifts everybody, and that's what he wanted it to do. And I think that this is a very good example of that today. So, Helena, I thank you.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, please.
Oh, no, I just said I thank you. Thank you so much for sharing.
Well, he's a fabulous example of greatness in an astrology chart can bring greatness in people. And it, one of the hopes that I have, when I talk to people, Carrie, I have clients in 40 countries around the world, probably more than that by now.
Wow.
Everybody wants the same thing. You know, we want some peace, we want some freedom, we want food on the table, we want our children safe. You know, that's
And a few pennies in our pocket.
When we work together, and I mean all of us, we could be so invincible. We could solve all the world problems. We could solve the climate issues and save our beautiful planet. And that's possible, you know. But people, I guess, have too much hatred or too much bias or too much insanity or mental illness or whatever the foundation, too much poverty, too much trauma, and the brilliance that our species has in all the colors that we wear on our skin. We lose so many brilliant people. How many brilliant people have been lost to slavery, lost to genocide, lost to residential schools?
Right.
Think of all the Einsteins, think of all the Dr. Kings that aren't even able to come forward in life. I mean, Dr. King, you know, at least he came from a family where he was able to get an education. If he hadn't been able to eat, if his father hadn't been able to feed him, we wouldn't have had him.
Well, so, I'm so glad you said that, Helena. And listen, let me just tell you, I've always said this. I said, just imagine, just for a moment, all of those young men and men of color and stuff that, you know, God forbid, that have had these encounters with the law, and it's turned out, even on most of these videos and things, where it appears that they were just gunned down by officers and things like that. And we have to watch these, and some of us have become desensitized to it. But I'll say this. Imagine if those folks were allowed to contribute to the tapestry of America.
Exactly.
Just imagine the greatness that it could be, where it appears that America, we have a slim minority. It's not the majority of folks. I believe that majority of the folks want all the things that we've talked about, and we want to share in a prosperity that does and can exist. We see it. And we have to take the leadership, and we've got to kind of start to massage and maneuver, move these folks out, that old dinosaur way of thinking.
Exactly.
Those folks got to go. They've got to go. Some just, you know, fall out in office, and we're sad about that, but we're glad that they're no longer in office, and they're being replaced by a generation, a new generation, who is looking for change, but is also willing to put their effort into making that change happen. So, yes, we definitely, America, I've missed many opportunities to be greater than it is now, but than it could have been along the way. If it had, instead of taking the time to detract and to pull away and to not support everybody, black, green, yellow, purple, support everybody. Because all of us bring greatness to this amazing planet and to this country. So I think that is the message that's starting to get out a little bit more. And I'm honored that it is, because I think we can still be the great country that the forefathers and that folks since then and our ancestors here wanted it to be. And Dr. King's message will live on.
You've said that so beautifully, Carrie. Thank you.
Well, listen, I just want to say, Helena, I so appreciate you. You come onto the Hair Radio Morning Show. You get me talking about things I didn't know I was going to talk about on today's broadcast. But I love it. I love it. And we got to get you back on a regular basis where you can share some of this amazing scientific type of approach to the astrology and to looking at astrology through a little bit of a, I have to say, it's a different lens to me, but I'm so grateful that, you know, that the way that you that you share this information is from a very credible resource. So you're doing something fantastic. Now, I've got to tell everybody, go to your website. So I want to say this, your website, M as in Mary, A-G-I,
HELENA.com, MagiHelena.com.
That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Very important. So, and there you have, like I said, even in our recent times you've been on our show, I've shared this. You have an amazing website. And we've got to put some links at our website as well. But you have an amazing website with a lot of information that I think the resources that I think you guys are going to love that will help you navigate to greater success with your life.
Thank you.
So that is my whole thing.
If any listeners are interested, there is a written blog on Dr. Martin Luther King on my website. If you click on the blog link at the top and then click pop culture, because that's the category it's in, there's an article on him, The Astrology of Greatness, and you can see more of his chart and more about what made him such an incredible, incredible human being.
And again, that website is www.magihelena.com. So it's almost like the word magic without the C. Mm-hmm. So magihelena.com. Please check it out. Helena, we've got to get you back soon, okay? This was incredible, much more profound than I had anticipated. Thank you.
Oh, you're so sweet. Carrie, it's always a pleasure and an honor to be on your show, and I send blessings to all your listeners.
Awesome. Likewise. All right. Folks, keep it right here. We've got a lot more this morning to get to on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay with us. Stay with us.
Hey, everybody. It's Keisha McAllister. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it right here because your hair speaks volumes.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and hours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Getting to be all
To the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All-Known Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get...
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Okay, we're back. It is the third hour. It is our power hour, of course, from 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern. That's 7 to 8 if you're out in the central time zone. I'm Carrie Hines in Brooklyn, New York. Been enjoying the broadcast. Just a great, great show today. I have to say it's our broadcast number 896. 896 as we march towards our broadcast show number 900 in just a few days. Let me first bring back to the line, Michael Hopkins. You guys know him from beautiful Spotsylvania, VA. Michael, it's great to have you on the broadcast, of course.
Oh,
we're doing
yes.
such a
yes.
good job this week. I want to remind everybody
yes.
that our celebration will be on September 29th. That's a Friday.
Yes.
So we're super excited about it. It is our broadcast celebration for the 900th episode of the three-hour broadcast of the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Boy, that was a lot to say.
Right?
Yeah, so I'm real pleased about it, Michael. That's, again, coming up on Friday, September 29th. Now, today's our last show this week. So today's Wednesday, the 20th of September, our show number 896. We'll be back on Tuesday, that's September 26th. It'll be show number 897. It'll be show number 897 on Tuesday. So we'll be back on Tuesday. We're off tomorrow, and we're off Friday. So, you know, which is rare. We just need to take a little break every so often. So, again, today is Wednesday, September 20th, 2023. We'll be off on Thursday and off on Friday. We'll be back on Tuesday of next week on Tuesday, September 26th of 2023, with show number 897. And we're super excited. So the celebration show will be next Friday on September 29th for the 900th episode. So lots to say. Okay, to get it all out, Michael Hopkins. I'm super excited. Lots of good things. We got more to go. We're going to have a spotlight interview coming up in just a bit. But before we do that, Michael, I'm always excited. Now, if you could have your dream guest to interview on the Vet Talk Radio Show, who would that be, Michael? Your dream guest could be a person dead or alive. But, I thought about that. I wonder who would Michael choose to interview if he could have anybody in the world?
Wow, okay. As soon as you said that, Carrie, one person that I would have loved to have interviewed would have been General Colin Powell.
Colin Powell. I already knew you were going there, Michael.
Yes.
What's crazy is I knew that's who you were going to say. I just felt it. And, yeah, that's the God's honest truth. And I remember I died of General Colin Powell just one time. In my life, I happened to see him at New York's Penn Station, and I saw him over on the side. I've told you guys this story. I saw him over on the side of the ticket window, and he was standing with at least one gentleman, maybe two. And, so I saw him over there out of my peripheral vision, and I thought, oh, that's Colin Powell. And I didn't think any more about it. I went on and bought my ticket from the machine where I was standing. I wasn't very close to him. He was over at the ticket window, and I was over at the kiosk buying my ticket from the machine that was to travel on the New York Penn Station train. And the next thing I saw, I kind of said, oh, how nice is that? And I forgot about it and went on about my business and started walking out the door and out the building. And I remember I went to turn and look just, casually to my side, immediately to my side. And who's right beside me? But General Colin Powell. We're walking in the same direction as if we were talking and having a conversation. The security was right behind him. And so they noticed that I did not realize at first that I was walking beside Colin Powell. I mean, we must be taking several steps together before I looked to the side. And I looked at him, right beside me. So once I did that, then his security people started. I saw the expression, on their face, like, okay, well, what are we doing? Because, I am just walking out the building, had nothing to do with him. And they probably thought I was really didn't care, or maybe they didn't think I knew who he was, because I just totally kept right on going. And so so we kind of veered away from one another. I forget what happened. And he kept on going out the door, but that was the time. I didn't say anything to him, but I do remember that. I remember General Colin Powell. So
I would have loved
real
Yeah,
wow,
I've had a couple of run-ins with different people in my life. That was just, it just so happens, that was one I didn't talk to. I didn't talk to Dr. Joyce Brothers, who went walk right past me on the airplane when I was seated. She got on the plane. You know, I used to go to L.A. quite often, so I would see celebrities all the time. And it was just an interesting life. We've had, I can't wait to tell another story, share another story with all of you guys on how we've just done so much stuff out there. And I'm just doing a great job. Oh, well, you had a fan. Michael, I'm going to see if we can get this wonderful person on the air. Keisha McAllister, is that you out there? You're on live. Surprise. Good morning. You're on with Michael and Carrie Hines. Oh, I don't think. Keisha, wake up. Wake up, Keisha.
Okay.
We're going to have to. Oh, I think she's there.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Well, this is a surprise.
Wow. Yes, it is. Good morning, Keisha. Wow.
Keisha,
surprise,
you,
surprise,
you
surprise,
nice,
right?
Some
morning,
nice words.
Good morning,
can you,
Keisha, good
can,
morning, Michael.
Yes, yeah, good morning to you.
Wow.
Yeah, Michael, Keisha, say good morning. I don't know if this is
that. Oh, yeah. Yo, surprise, surprise, surprise.
Now, Keisha, what were the nice words you just wrote on Messenger? Share that with Michael.
I said I caught some of your show yesterday, and it was good.
Wow. Wow. Thank you. Wow. Okay, we're going to have to get Keisha, we're going to have to get her a DD-214, too, and make her an honorary veteran.
Well, she already is now. Yes, being in a military town, so a military area up there in California. You are around a lot of folks in the military,
yeah,
right, up there?
Yeah, there are a couple of bases. The town I grew up in had a naval base, and then the town I'm in now is a air base town.
Yep.
So do you see the folks walking around in uniform often?
Not often. When I was younger, it was like that, but not now. When they come off the base,
no,
you really don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they probably change up.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Is that, you know, Michael, probably in the older days, they would wear their uniforms around. Because it seems like I remember, now we have a fleet week here in New York, so we're not going to be left out in New York.
Oh, no. Yeah, they do have
here.
That.
That's all
yeah.
I remember. Yeah. And now I remember seeing the fellas and the ladies walking around in their white uniforms often when they were during the fleet week. Yes, I did. And they still have it here. They still have it. You know, and it's always interesting. So we love that. Well, listen, it's been a little while, Keisha McAllister. I do want to say this involves you a little bit as well, because something that I have not announced in the past, and that is that a lot of the excerpts that we are taking from our show, they're over at our blog,
mm-hmm.
but we're also going to include the audio. Well, you can hear the audio now when you go to the blog, but we're putting it in the magazine, and we're putting the audio in there as well. So lots of good things, little tiny tidbits are on the way. Now,
nice.
Since we got you, Keisha McAllister, I want to do something a little different today, something that we've never done. And we're live,
okay,
everybody. It's Wednesday morning, September 20th, 2023. It's our show number 896. I'm Carrie Hines in Brooklyn, New York, with Michael Hopkins in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, and Keisha McAllister, Miss Hey Hey. And I'm giving you the extra
hey.
All the way from California. And let me just say, I'm in Brooklyn, as you guys know, in New York. So, Keisha, I wanted to see how well you've gotten to pick up on some of the characteristics of Mr. Michael Hopkins. And so I've got something called 10 Things That You Did Not Know
about Michael, and I'm going to see if you can guess some of these things. So number 10, here's number 10. And you can say whether you think this is true or not. Okay.
Okay.
So here's number 10, and this is just for you, Nicole, Keisha McAllister, and we're going to see what Michael has to think about it. Number 10 is that Michael studied communications in college. So Keisha McAllister at number 10, is this something that you didn't know about Michael? Is this true or false? Keisha McAllister, what do you think?
It's something I didn't know, but it's something I could believe. Yeah, it's something I could believe.
Michael Hopkins, at number 10, we say that you studied communications in college. That's what Keisha McAllister said is something that she didn't know. So please fill us in. Did you study communications in college? And is this something that you shared with our listeners?
Oh, yeah, very much so, Carrie. I went to Norfolk State University down in Norfolk, Virginia. And in fact, I have a degree in mass communications, radio, TV, film production. I certainly do.
Wow. We didn't know. Now you see.
Nice.
So now you know.
Nice.
Okay. We're coming along. So listen, at number 9. Now, Michael Hopkins, again, we're doing the 10 things that you didn't know. And today is about Michael Hopkins. And so Michael Hopkins became an advocate for the veterans after unsuccessfully attempting to file a claim for compensation. Okay, so we're asking, did Michael become an advocate for the veterans only after unsuccessfully attempting to file a claim for compensation? So is this something that you didn't know? So did he become an advocate only when he tried himself to fill out a claim successfully? What do you guys think? What do you think, Ms. Keisha McAllister?
I don't believe that part. I believe probably walking around being a veteran and just talking to some of his other brethren and sister and that.
Oh, I like that. Sister and brethren.
That he probably finding out that other people were having issues, you know.
I cannot wait to hear Michael Hopkins again. 10 things that you didn't know about Michael Hopkins. And at number 9, we're talking about Michael being an advocate, but only he became an advocate after he himself unsuccessfully had to navigate this claims process. So, Michael, is this true? Is this what sparked you to become an advocate, is that you attempted your own claim? What can you tell us at number 9 today?
Well, sounds like me. The bell went off, and that is quite true. That's what happened when I got denied some claims. Yep, that's what sparked me. I saw the issues, and I said, you know what? No, that's not how this works for veterans. And I saw a lot of disgruntled vets. And I said, I'm going to pick up the flag, and every veteran that I can help with the claims process, I'm going to help. And that's how I got started.
Wow.
Well,
okay.
I was wrong.
We're doing great with this. I'm loving this 10 things that you didn't know about Mike. And we're live on this show doing this today. I love it. Outstanding. Okay. I've got, how are you doing with these numbers now, Keisha? Did you get any of them right?
I'm not doing so well. Feels like the Newlywed Show or something.
Well, here's the thing.
Well, the dating game where
it.
You don't know.
You don't know how you, right, to the very end. And then, did you remember the dating game where you would always see the look on the young lady's face after the three gentlemen, who she picked? And she's always like, that's the one I picked? Oh, boy.
Exactly.
Well, listen, at number,
exactly.
Right at number eight, it says that Michael Hopkins, here it says, born and raised, possibly, let's see, in Philadelphia. He traveled abroad and been married to the same lovely lady all that time. Is that something that we say we did know about Michael? Well, we did know. Is this something that's true? Keisha McAllister, what do you say?
I don't believe the Philadelphia part. But
okay,
married to the
so
same
you...
woman, yes.
Okay. All right. So Michael Hopkins, we're going to have the man of the hour to weigh in on this. Is this something that is true? Were you born and raised in Philadelphia? Have you traveled abroad? And have you been married to the same lovely lady all these years? What can you tell us?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. One more time for effect. Uh-oh. Well, okay. I am a native, born and raised Philadelphian. That's where I grew up.
Right.
That's where I was born and raised. No, you know,
wow.
Will Smith says West Philadelphia born and raised. Well, I was North Philadelphia born and raised. Grew up in Philadelphia, went to school in Philadelphia. And actually, Carrie was right. I actually married my high school sweetheart.
Hmm.
Who's from Philadelphia. We actually, she went to the sister school. I went to an all-boys school. She went to an all-girls school. And the way we met is that one of the guys, for 4 years, he was always, his name is similar to my name, except his is Hood, mine is Hopkins. So I always sat behind him for 4 years in high school. His sister went to the same school my wife went to. They were friends, and that's how we met. And we've been together ever since. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
We went to Germany together. Carrie was right. Yeah, when I was in the Army, we went to Germany together. We spent 3 years in West Germany in a place called Bremerhaven, West Germany, up north, where it's cold and rainy and snowy. Yes.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, Michael Hopkins, thank you for that breakdown. You have a great memory, Hopkins.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I had for breakfast. And here you are going back 30 years.
Well, listen, I just love this. And what we're doing today, we're literally counting down 10 things that you didn't know about our co-host, our esteemed colleague, Michael Hopkins. He hosts the Vet Talk radio show on Tuesdays at 8:30 in the morning, Eastern Time, 7:30 Central. And today, Keisha McAllister is joining us as we kind of break it on down to see how we all have gotten to know Michael. Now, I've got something next at number 7 on my countdown list today, and that it says, now, Michael Hopkins, is this true that he has recently become an accredited claims agent? Is this true, Keisha McAllister? What do you say?
Now, that is true.
Okay, uh-oh. Michael, I guess we don't need to get Michael to weigh in. We know that. Tell us, Keisha, first. Why do you think it's true, Keisha McAllister?
Well, I've listened to the shows. He's told us several times in a few different shows that he is an accredited claims agent. So, you know.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
I love it. Yes, Michael. So, Michael Hopkins, I guess the message has landed. You're an accredited claims agent.
Yes.
So, now, tell us about this, because you were not an accredited claims agent when this all began. So share with us a little bit on this journey of yours that brought you to this today.
Wow, Carrie. What sparked me to become an accredited claims agent is, like you said earlier, I just became so fixated on helping veterans and just to advocate for veterans. And I saw a lot of the guys, a lot of my veteran brothers and sisters were having issues. And I love doing research. I love finding out the answers to questions. And I began to get very good at it. So when they had an issue they didn't understand about a claim or their letters, when they got decision letters, I got really good at explaining, as you say, breaking it down and explaining it to them. And as I began to get better at it and I started to understand the claims process, I kept running across three separate entities that could help veterans. And one of them was what's called VSOs, or Veteran Service Organizations, or Veteran Service Officers. And they're part of different organizations, such as the American Legion. You have DAV, or the Disabled American Veterans. You have the Vietnam. You have different organizations. You also had, like what I am, accredited claims agents. And you have attorneys. All three of those entities can help veterans. Well, I got fixated on the one in the middle, and that's accredited claims agents. Didn't know anything about it, so I did some research. I found out that it was an attainable goal for me, where I could help veterans, but I could do it independently of other organizations. And I said, wow, you could actually do this. You can get sanctioned by the VA, the Office of General Counsel in Washington, D.C., will actually authorize you officially to help veterans. And I said, that's the one for me. What do I have to do? I found out I had to study real hard, volumes. I almost thought I was becoming a lawyer because there's so much I had to study just to understand how to help a veteran. I had to take a comprehensive test with the Office of General Counsel. It was a monitored test where they literally watched me take the test remotely. They literally watched me take that test, and you have to pass that test. You will not become an accredited claims agent until you pass the test. You also have a background check, so not just anybody is going to be allowed to help veterans. Also, you also have people that advocate for you. You get three of your, it could be your closest friends, associates, and they write letters on your behalf, letting the government know that you will be a great candidate to help other veterans. So that's what made me do this, because it seemed honorable, and I'm a man of honor.
You are a man of honor, and we've already figured that part out. In fact, that brings us to number six. And here's the thing. Carapy Hair Products, you guys know Carapy well out there. Carapy Hair Products have been around for a while. But is this true? In our 10 things that you didn't know about Michael Hopkins, is Michael an actual distributor for Carapy Hair Products? Is this a yes, or is this a no?
That is yes.
Keisha McAllister. Oh, hold it. How do you know this, Keisha McAllister? What do you say?
All you got to do is pay attention.
Wow.
Yes, he is a distributor.
Michael Hopkins, can you answer and weigh in on this? Are you a distributor for the Carapy Hair Products?
Oh, very much so, Carrie. Very much
wow.
so. Oh, yes.
And what?
Yes. What's the name of your distribution company? Share all of that.
It is VTR Distributors, Kerry Hines. VTR Distributors.
Oh, boy. As an entrepreneur, I'm very impressed. Good job, Michael Hopkins. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we're kind of moving on along. And I've got to say, Michael, on this list today also, and I got to Keisha McAllister, is this true? Michael was a founding member of a security firm. I don't know. What do you think? Is this something that it is on the list of some things that you didn't know about Michael Hopkins? Is it true? Miss Keisha McAllister, what do you say? Michael.
I remember him saying that he had worked at a security firm. I don't recall if he said that he founded it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's me.
Good. All right. I'm enjoying this. So, Michael Hopkins, what do you say to Keisha McAllister in her assessment? Were you an actual owner of this kind of security firm, or did you just work? To clarify all this for us, break it on down.
Wow, Keisha and Carrie. Actually, I was one of three people who started a training academy and a security company. The company was called CMS Protective Services, which I was the M in CMS, and we also started a security training academy, and it was called CMS Training Academy. The original name of the company, the reason why it was called CMS, it stood for Cornelius Michael Stewart. And that's how CMS, it actually, the company came about as kind of a fluke, because I became a trainer way back in the day. I got interested in something, and I take things to the max. And I became a CPR first aid instructor, a firearms instructor, baton, handcuffing, all kinds of, because I worked in the security and law enforcement field for a very long time. So I learned how to train people in that area. I trained initial students, and I trained renewals when they had to do their training over again. But, yes, I was certainly, that's what I did. Did it for a very long time, very long time.
Oh, well, we are so grateful for that, Michael, and we thank you. Great job. Okay. All right. Keisha, you're bouncing back little by little. Keisha,
hey,
this morning.
Hey, we got faith in you, Keisha. We know you're coming back.
Yes, and Michael Hopkins from down in Spotsylvania, Virginia. Now, I have, number four is, now this we don't know to be true or false, but we are just curious. We're going to put it on out there, and we're going to have Michael weigh in. Michael has helped over 50 veterans with their claims and countless others. Is this something that you can ride with Keisha McAllister? Do you believe that this is a true statement, that he's assisted over 50 with their claims process?
I can believe that.
Okay. Michael, we're going to have you to weigh in. Have you assisted over 50 veterans with their claims process?
That is a resounding yes, I have. And a lot of those veterans, Keisha and Kerry, a lot of those veterans have gone on to become 100% permanent and total veterans, which means they reached the top of filing for claims after years of frustration and hurt and anger and all of those things. And I came along And as Carrie always puts it, all I did was break it on down for them because they were things they were missing that no one was telling them. And nine times out of ten, it's very simple things that they're missing. It's like you write a paper up and you forget to dot an I across a T. And it keeps getting rejected, but nobody tells you why. Nobody reads the paper and say, oh, here's what the problem is. And that's what I normally do. I come and I look at somebody's paperwork, and I can pretty much figure out what the problem is. And I'll point
to
them.
Well, Michael, you're talking about, as the host of the Vet Talk radio show, you're able to help them to navigate their claims. The claims process with your information and details. Now, at number three, I have here, was Michael an actual host, producer of the Vet Talk radio show? So we know he's host, but was he also a producer of the show? Keisha, what do you say?
The tagline on the end of the show, maybe he's advancing to become a producer, but I don't know that. I don't believe that he's a producer yet. I heard Carrie Hines on the end of that, produced by Carrie Hines.
Well, Michael, what would you say? How would you clear all this up?
Wow. How would I clear all this up? Uh-oh.
Yes.
Wow.
I say that Michael was a producer on the Vet Talk radio show.
I must be right.
Yes. Michael, you know you were a producer on the show. Actually, Michael's idea was to bring the Vet Talk radio show to us, and that's what he did. He brought it to us, presented the idea to us, and that's how it all began. And so I'm super excited about that, Michael. Great job. So is that a surprise? Yeah.
I'm getting things wrong.
Well, actually, I think you got things right because these are great topics, and you've learned a lot today. That's what this was all about. It wasn't so much about right or wrong, but the fact that we could delve into some of these things that I think are all important items. Now, at number two, is it true that Michael has hosted over 100 episodes of the Vet Talk radio show? Sure. Keisha McAllister. Okay. Michael, I'm going to let you weigh in on this. What is Keisha right? Have you really been on the air for over 100 episodes of the Vet Talk radio show? What do you think,
I'm going it looks good to me. Yes. Very much so. This is our third season that we're going into. So it has been, yes. And as Carrie said, it was just, I happened to talk to Carrie Hines one day, and I was kind of weighing in, should I ask him about it, what would he think, and I just got some boldness about me that particular day, and I said, hey, Carrie, how do you feel about this idea of a veteran show, and it's advocating for veterans? And Carrie immediately, this is the thing I really loved about what happened that day. He immediately said, that's interesting. Tell me more. And I'm thinking, uh-oh, he said, tell me more. Now I got to figure out what was I going to tell him. But it all worked out good because I'm forever grateful that he allowed me and my angels, that's Katrina, Nergy Han, and Nicole Marie. He allowed us the opportunity to start Vet Talk, and it just blew up. I've had so many veterans.
Michael.
Oh, yeah. There's
now,
so many veterans, and they've just been so happy that somebody is advocating for them.
advocate.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
I can believe that.
Now,
I can believe that wholeheartedly.
Right? Absolutely. So, Keisha, is this, some of these things are interesting to find out. Am I correct on the countdown today?
Definitely. Oh, definitely.
Awesome. 10 things that you didn't know about Mr. Michael Hopkins, our colleague and host of Vet Talk Radio. Now, at number one, here is the ultimate statement, Ms. Keisha McAllister, on trying to figure it out. Now, the question is this. Did Michael go to school with one of the members or more of the singing group Sister Sledge,
oh,
who had
Lord?
The big hit?
Now, I really
family.
Don't know. I remember Sister Sledge. I know Sister Sledge. I don't recall him saying anything about going to school with them. So I'm not sure.
Oh. Okay, but that sounds like a no to me. Michael Hopkins, let's find out. Let's go to the source. So at number one, Michael, is this a true statement or is this something that has been made up by the genius of content, Mr. Kerry Hine? What would you say? Is this something, weigh in on this for us, Michael Hopkins?
Kerry Hines, it is absolutely true. I did go to school
wow.
with Sister Sledge, with all
wow.
of them. All four of them. We went to school together back in Philadelphia. We went to Creighton Elementary and Junior High School. We called it back when. I remember them. They used to sing all the time when we had talent shows.
Mm-hmm.
They actually used to get up and sing all the time. And we didn't, you know, back then, you don't think that much of it, that they're going to go on to be superstars. They were just, you know, the kids we went to school with. Kimmy, there's Joni, no big deal. But little did we know, years later, they became superstars.
Mm.
And it's like, I was telling Kerry about it. I have a picture of Kim Sledge back when we were in middle school. I have a graduation picture that, I found it after all these years. And it's just a great feeling knowing that you know somebody that went on to greatness.
Yes. Now, I've got to say,
yes.
First of all, I have absolutely loved this today. I think it was fantastic, and I just had an enjoyable time breaking it on down, things that we didn't know, 10 things we didn't know about Michael Hopkins. Well, next week, we're going to return the favor. We're going to switch the table up. And it'll be 10 things that you didn't know about Keisha McAllister. And Michael, we're going to ask you the questions this time.
Uh-oh. We're talking hot seat here, aren't we?
Yes, we're talking super hot seat.
Wow.
So I think that, well, that's my little sound effect. So I just have to say, what an enjoyable week. It's been just a great way to close out the week. And just say thank you guys for tuning in and just getting to know us a little bit better, I think is awesome. Mm-hmm. And so,
very much,
yeah, so great job. Yeah, it was a very pleasant experience. Now, next week, we are back because today is our last show this week. We're taking off a couple days because, you know, we got to work on the magazine and the TV network and the live events and our just so many things. So today is Wednesday. We're going to be off on Thursday and Friday of this week. We'll be back Tuesday morning, September 26th. So just in a few days, we're back on Tuesday with a brand new episode. And it'll be on September 26th from 6 to 9 as usual. And we're excited. So we go
all next week will be on. That'll be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. So it'll be kind of a week. And our big celebration, of course, is next Friday with show number 900. And I'm just super excited. I really am. I think it's going to be a fantastic broadcast on Friday, the 29th of September. And then, of course, it'll be time for the October issue of the all-new magazine, Afrolock. So I'm super excited. Lots of stuff going on, Ms. Keisha McAllister.
Yes,
lots
plenty
of stuff. Is it not amazing?
Very much so.
We're always busy. Yeah, it seems like everything is just a rolling. Michael, so next week it'll be episode number 2. You're on your way, really, with the Vet Talk radio show and your third season. You guys just heard us talk a little bit about that. First, before we get to that, Michael, so what did you think of your 10 things that you didn't know about Michael Hopkins breakdown this morning, Michael Hopkins? What were your thoughts?
Oh, I loved it. I really did. I loved it. I thought it was great, Carrie. I really thought that was great. It just reminded me of me. Wow.
Well, there you go. And see, here's the thing. Michael did not know the question. He had no idea what we were going to mention or talk. So that's the way to do it. I loved it because it gave Michael a chance to say, hold it, what are some of the questions and items that we're going to bring up this morning? And then to be able to weigh in and give the clarification and further explanation was perfect timing. And Keisha, great job on taking a guess. You got a couple of them right that you nailed.
I got, yeah.
You really did. And very good stuff. And that just says that we're doing it right on the broadcast. And I'm very proud. So I thought it was fabulous. Great job. So,
yeah,
okay.
So proud of.
What was that, Keisha McAllister? Keisha, what did
I
you say again?
You have a lot to be proud of.
Oh, is that not nice?
Wow. Yeah, that is nice. Thank you.
I said you have a lot to be proud of.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And so do you, Keisha McAllister.
Very
I've
much
so. Say,
so,
yeah. And what's so amazing is all of the clips. We have so many clips with Keisha that you, I hope you take some time to go to our AfrolockMagazine.com. Click on the word blog. You'll see a lot of those there. You can listen to the clips, and plus you can also read the content that's there. So really good stuff. And I'm just excited to be with you guys. I think we continue to work on things. This October issue of Afrolock, let me just say Afrolock Magazine, for the October issue is all about family. It's our first time kind of delving into the Black family. Everything from hair talk to all kinds of wonderful things. We've got some great stories that we're creating, some organic stories, things that you're not going to find anywhere else. And also, Crystal Wright is back. Crystal Wright, who's put together an article that, you know, she's always given great advice in terms of for folks who are trying to get into the industry for the hairstylist. So she'll be back with a new article as well. And I've got something as well going in. Khadijah's back as a great writer. And we also have Dakota, who is doing the shaving, well, I should say the beard tips and all of that for Rugged Evolution on behalf of Rugged Evolution Beard Care. We're always so grateful. I want to thank all of our supporters and sponsors like Jay Ellis, who runs Ellis J Collection. I want to shout out to also folks like, of course, Miss Katrina Jones out in Texas. She was one of Michael's producers along with Noor. And Nicole, and I just got to say that she's got her wonderful tax preparation business going and doing it up and out in Texas. So we're shouting her out. You'll see her in the magazine as well. And so many other folks, including Enola Pillard. You've heard about her right here on our show. And she's doing her thing out here with so many books and hair care and all kinds of things, so and cultural things. So it's really, really nice. And we've just been doing it up. So we are super, super proud. I can't really say any more. And, of course, Royalty Distribution and VTR Distributors. So these are both incredible product lines for the Caribbean, of course, and doing such great things. So listen, on that note, I want to say thank you so much. We'll see you back here on Tuesday for the next edition of our broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So let's take it on out. We'll see you next week on Tuesday.
It's time here again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible, and we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, let's thank our incredible advertisers, beginning with our legacy sponsors, Rugged Evolution Beard Care,